This is WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Most people know the July 4th holiday celebrates America's freedom from Great Britain, but many places in the United States also hold another observance that celebrates freedom. It's called Juneteenth, and this Sunday marks the 17th annual Juneteenth event in Kalamazoo. I sat down this week with its founder, Jean Baraka. She heads the educational and cultural organization Ujima Enterprises Incorporated.
It was founded in 1995, and the purpose was to give cultural instruction for academic excellence among African American children who seem to be locked at the bottom of the educational ladder.
What are some of your signature programs, real quick?
Ujima Sasa, which is the after-school program, and Ujima Parents as Teachers.
You also started annual observance of Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is a celebration that arose from the African community of people who, once they realize 2.5 years later that they are free, they begin to look for all the loved ones that had been sold away. And then they begin to gather every year around June 19th, which became Juneteenth, to commemorate their freedom.
And what you're referencing is a situation in 1865 where the Emancipation Proclamation was passed, where President Lincoln had basically said that the slaves in the Confederate states were freed, but that word didn't get to the people in Galveston, Texas until 2.5 years later, so they were continuing to be enslaved, and so they were very happy to be free. This year will be the 17th year that you've offered this. What have been some of the components of your annual observance?
We publish what Juneteenth is in the program booklet. The children perform African dance and drum. We have guest performers. Over the past, we've had a Native American friend who brought their children to do a hoop dance. We've had a children from India who've done Hindu dance. We try to be intercultural in terms of who we show the world to our children. And to say to them, they have their culture, you have your culture, and we can always share and learn from each other.
You also use this occasion to honor people in the community.
Yes, we do. There's one award for educators, and there's another award for people who commit to the community. This year, our award is going to a young lady who proved herself to be strong, to be protective of our children. She has been a public shield for children who are in danger of being shot. She stood between them and took the bullets.
And you're referring to Tiana Carruthers, who was shot along with quite a few people recently during a mass shooting in the Kalamazoo area.
That's right. We have a wonderful board chaired by Dr. Lewis Walker, very ambitious, committed, dedicated people.
To stick with the program for 17 years, in particular, something like Juneteenth, I'm imagining, has it been a hard sell sometime to keep it going because maybe people don't know about it and they don't understand the importance of it? And what keeps you going with it?
Well, it started off, actually, Ujima, since 1995, has been presenting cultural activities. But Juneteenth, we thought we could rally people around something that is nationwide. So that's why, I mean, we've been giving program for longer than the 17 years. But what I begin to find is people have lost their cultural center. And so a celebration is one way, if we can institutionalize it, make it a regular occurrence, it's one way for people to reaffirm themselves. It's like a gathering every year to reaffirm themselves with Kwanzaa. And it has been a hard sell because we also, I think, are still dealing with the ravages of post-traumatic slave syndrome, which means we don't necessarily value ourselves in that which we produce. So it's something that makes me persist because it's my responsibility as an elder to do so.
Juneteenth will be held at 4 p.m. Sunday at the Dalton Center Recital Hall at Western Michigan University. For more information, visit WMUK.org or join us for Friday's Arts and More. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.